smartness. Wouldn't you like some of that? Say, where can I get me some smartness? Well, you just have to pull into the right place this morning. Amen? So y'all awake, you ready to learn something this morning. Why waste our time? If you're here going to sleep on me, you can sleep somewhere else. Come on. So wake up. Here we go. We're going to learn this morning from the Word of God. Smartness. Title of my message today, and this first of the four or five that I'll do on this topic, is called Put God First. Say that with me. Put God First. You think it's smart putting God last? Say. Think it's smart putting Him third? Say. How about if I put Him seventh and I just have a little time with Him one time a week on Sunday? You think that's bright or like that's a little goofy? Say. Yeah, it's goofy. Amen? Title of the message today, Put God First. Let's roll it, Rod. That's what we're going to find today. Just several things. Why would I put God first? I'm going to rattle it off for you. Because God is holy. He's absolutely perfect. God is omnipotent. He's all-powerful. That's why He should have first place in my life. God is omniscient. Hello. I think if I want to have some smartness, I ought to put Him first in my life because He's all what? Knowing. God is omnipresent. Means He's ever-present, everywhere. Amen. This is why I should put Him first. He's immutable. These are big old fancy terms they teach you at seminary. Okay, but they're all true. Amen? Listen, God is immutable. It means He's consistent. That means when everybody else changes or people lie to your face, they will live one way and act another way. God does not do that. You listening or not? He's immutable. Never changing. He's consistent. Why don't you put somebody consistent first in your life? Wouldn't that sound good? Say, come on. Keep looking. He's eternal. He's free from what? That's it, man. The time ain't going to bother Him at all. He's infinite. He's free from any limitations. Well, God, you don't understand what I'm going through. I don't think I can do it. And God says, let me say something. You can do anything. I'm with you. Nothing can limit us when I'm with you. I can do all things through who? Christ, who what? Strengthens me. Amen? He's self-existent. That's why He should be first. He's free from what? Dependency. He doesn't need anybody to exist. Amen? So why in the world would you not put Him first? He's the one person in your life that should be what? First. It's the first thing about smartness. 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 Putting God where? Instead of arguing with the Bible. Well, I can't believe God said that. Or why did God say that? I can't believe, you listen, why don't you just say, He said it and I'm going to do it. Amen. Say. He said it and bang, that's it right there. Say Him being wrong or the preacher being wrong. How about, hey, I'm wrong. Wouldn't that be good? Say. You know what that's called? Smartness. Amen. Say. Come on. God is self-sufficient. He's free from what? He doesn't need you. He doesn't need anybody. That's the kind of person you ought to put first in your life. Amen? He's not up one day and down the other. He can always be there for you. It's incredible. The Bible says, for God so loved the world, He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. When you put your faith in Christ, you become a child of God. The Bible then teaches us that Jesus, He ever lives to make intercession for us. He's seated at the right hand of God the Father. He ever lives to be our lawyer, to be our advocate, to be our attorney, to be our go-between. Why in the world would you not put Him first? Say, yes or no? Are you kidding me? This is incredible. This is the way to what? Smartness. Are y'all alive? I feel like I'm the only one alive in the room. Come on. Here we go. Put God what? First! That's smartness, man. That's what we're talking about in today's message. Why would I put Him first, Pastor? Because God's never been wrong. I mean, I put so-and-so first one time, and they just stupid now. He ain't. Ain't ever going to happen. It's incredible. God created everything that is. That's why I put Him first. Even who? You. The Bible says, let us make man in our likeness. In our image. So God made man. He formed out of the dust of the earth. He breathed into his nostrils the breath of life. And man became a living what? But now you can believe you didn't do that. You can believe you're nothing, you're slime, you're junk, you're nothing, you're trash, you whatever. That's not very smart. But you're fearfully and wonderfully made. Who says that? The Bible. God's Word. The Bible says He knew you in your mother's womb. Do you think that's smart, thinking that way of yourself? Yes or no? That God cares for me? That I matter to God? Do you think that's going to help you in your life? Yes or no? Of course it is. This is smartness. Having these kind of beliefs, somebody might go, you're just a Bible thumper. You just believe the Bible. Yeah, you know I do. You know why? Because I'm smart. I see plenty of fools out there living their life. I'll choose this way. It's a smart way. Last time I didn't take opinions of what people think anyway. The Word of God trumps all that. You listening or not? Call me narrow-minded. Didn't Jesus say it was a narrow way? Broad is the way. But narrow is the way to life everlasting. Is that what He said? That's exactly what He said. See what I'm saying? This is smartness. We shouldn't be intimidated. Intimidated by people. Oh, you don't believe that Bible. Are you kidding me? Intimidated? Are you kidding me? I'm encouraged. I've got strength. Amen. Say. Smartness. Why should I put God first? Because God gave His one and only Son for me. So that I could be saved. Nobody else ever did that for me. You're listening. That's my God. That's my Savior. That's my Lord. That's why it's smart to put Him first. How about this? Why should I put God first? Because God wrote all this down in a book so I could see it and I could read it for myself. That's pretty nice, isn't it? Say, I don't have to sit, and you don't have to sit and listen to some man. You're here today. I'm trying to kick you in the tail to encourage you is what I'm trying to do. But don't sit here and listen to me and take what Pastor Clark says. Don't put me up on some pedestal. I'm just like you. I screw up. Amen? I said it often. If you're looking to go find a church where the pastor doesn't have to confess sin, you happen to roll up to the wrong place this morning. I still have to confess sin. Amen? Guess what? I sinned yesterday. How many else did? You know you did. Liars. What you are. You know what I'm saying? Listen, you don't have to trust some man. Listen, you trust His Word. You believe His Word. Amen. Yes or no? That's smartness. This is what I'm talking about, putting God first. Just making the case. Here we go. This is the foundation for our next several weeks. Okay? Some of the other stuff I'm going to say, it ain't going to fly because it's all going to be back here where we are today. The fear of the Lord is the what? Of what? Smartness. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise what? Wisdom and instruction. I don't need that. That's a bunch of bull. While they live their life and are halfway insane. And I'm going to follow you. Are you seriously kidding me here? Amen. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. The fear of the Lord. Say it with me. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of... One more time. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of... That's where we're at today. We're at the beginning. What does it mean to put God first? Pastor, what are you trying to tell me? I've been trying to make the case, to start with, that it's a good thing to listen to me this morning. It's a good thing to listen to what I've said. I've tried to make the case on who God is and why you should put Him first. So what is putting God first? What does it mean? It means to what? Say it with me. Come on, a little louder. It means to what? So one more time, it means to... What does that mean? Reverence. If you revere something, if you respect something... You're not trying to wiggle around the end and get around it. You're not trying to argue with it. Have you noticed that that's how respect works, say? When you respect someone and you respect that person, have you found out when you really have that kind of respect, you're not really trying to argue with them and you want to spend more time with them. If you respect them in the area of wisdom, a person on this planet... You don't try to get with them and argue with them. You try to get with them and hush and try to learn. Have you understand what I'm saying? This idea of respecting God, reverencing God, fearing the Lord, giving Him priority and first place in your life. So when He says something, I mean, I'll throw one out right now. You might not like it, but we'll throw it out. Let's throw it on the table right quick. Spare the rod, spoil the child. I don't believe in that. Mm-mm. Can't spank. Well, how about you do it your way? I believe in doing it God's way. And obviously, when you fear the Lord and you're a smart person, you're not talking about abusing a child, are you? Yes or no? Yes or no? You're not spanking them on their fanny. And guess what? You know the Bible even says, he uses words like this, the old King James says, basically it says, beat the child. It ain't going to kill him. He'll live. How many ever were spanked in this room? Can I see your hands? Let me just look real quick. Here we go. Did you live? I'm not saying our parents did it right all the time. Don't get me wrong. That's where putting God first and having smartness comes in. But you don't just throw out something like that. Do you understand what I'm saying? Well, that's just old-fashioned. God doesn't know what He's talking about. Maybe God does know when He says that that rebellion is in the heart of a child and the rod of a correction will drive it far from him. Did you know that's what the Bible says? Yes or no? Now, if you don't know the Bible, I'm just whistling Dixie up here because you don't know the Bible. What I'm saying is, I choose to fear the Lord, reverence the Lord, respect the Lord, and not just when He gives me something in the Word, some knowledge, just throw it out in the trash because Dr. Spock said something in 1961. You hearing me or not? That was just an example. You understand? How about this one? Let's throw another one. I wasn't planning on doing this. I'm getting into too much time, I know. How about this one? Don't forsake the assembling of yourselves together. The Bible tells us that we ought to be in church. But we say, I don't need to be in church. I can be by the ocean. God made the ocean. I can sit out there on my fanny and hum. That's fine. You can do that. Did you know you can do that this afternoon after you leave here? Amen. But you know what? Why would I? Well, yeah, but there's a lot of bad churches and people, and they just want your money. And you know that is true. That is true. That is true. And you know what? You can throw out God's teaching because of what some man did in your life or what some church did in your life. Or you know what? You can say, I'm going to assemble myself together with Christians on a Sunday in a worship time because this is what God says, and that's what I'm going to do because I reverence Him and I respect Him. Are you seeing what I'm trying to say today? Yes or no? That's what it means to respect God, to revere God, not to argue. And it really gets down to sin in your life and my life. To where we know we are wrong. And we rationalize. Last time I checked, rationalizing is not the same as respecting and revering. Are you listening or not? See, this is getting smart. Because I know He has good plans for me. Plans to prosper me. Plans of peace. I know God can take all things together in my life and work them together for good, for His glory. I believe this. God isn't sitting with a ball bat trying to hit me on the head to hurt me. God didn't give me the Ten Commandments so that I would be a freak and a geek and a nut and couldn't relate to society. You understand? That I could really prosper and that I could live, really run like He made me to run. He's my Creator. Y'all listening? Have I bored you to tears? This is smartness, by the way. Come on. So it means to reverence the Lord and respect the Lord. Those are just a couple of little sidelines we went down there. It means give God first place. If you say this, God, and somebody else says this, and it's different than what you say, and even this other person saying something different than you say could be me saying it. God, then I'm going to choose what you say. You understand? First place is giving God what? Priority. That's why we don't call Sunday the last day of the week. This ain't the last day of the week, guys. This is the first day of the week. Sunday is the first day of the week. But in America, we treat it like it's the last day of the week because I get off on Friday and I go back to work on Monday. It's not the last day of the week. Get your head wrapped in the right direction here, going in the right path. This is the first day of the week. And I put God on the first day of the week, I give Him priority, and I set my path for my week. See how that is different for your thinking? Yes or no? It's got to go to church, man. I'm wore out. I can't. How about what do you mean? No, I got to go to church. This is the way I start my week. See the difference? priority, first place. Giving God His rightful position in your life as the head, not an afterthought. Why should I put God first? Why should I do this? Keep looking. Here we go. We're going to learn. Are y'all awake so far? Okay. It's the beginning of what? I'm just going to get started. I don't know about you, but I had 16 solid, hard years of growing up not knowing a thing about God. Watching my mom, my dad, do everything under the sun. We live like hellions, crazy people. Okay? Mama cheating on daddy, daddy cheating on mama. The fighting, the fussing, the craziness. Nothing about God was in my head. And I put my faith in Christ. And I started with an old black book called the Bible. And some country people teaching Sunday school to kids. A youth class. And a pastor that didn't even have a good education, but he believed the Bible. And he taught me to read it. Gave me even advice. He said, why don't you take scriptures and write them on a 3x5 card and stick them in your pocket or stick them in the glove compartment of your car and start learning scripture and hiding God's word in your heart. You know what I did? That's what I did. And I still ain't got it all yet. By any means. But that was the beginning. You understand, yes or no? And that's got to be the place for you. If you really want to have this smartness, guys, it's going to come from His Word. It's going to give Him the priority. This is the beginning of me getting knowledge, man. Being the best wife, the best husband. Did you know all of us, what makes us different than some savage somewhere? Nothing, except Jesus. And you live in America where our founders put in laws. Did you know we have laws? Say yes or no. Now, I know a lot of them are crazy, and I understand that. Okay? And crazy things from Congress. I get that. But did you know the foundation of who we are as a nation, as a country, those laws? Those are awesome. Where'd they come from? Guess, take a wild guess. The what? Bible. That's what makes us different. We prosper as a nation. Have you noticed or what? Say. Imagine that being your life. Putting God first. Watch you prosper. That's what we're talking about. It's the foundation of knowledge and understanding. Roger, we're rolling, buddy. Sorry, I'm taking long. You'll be wise and not a what? I've got one whole message. We're going to talk about how to be wise and not a fool. I'm going to put it on the screen. You'll see wise and fool, and you can make the choice which one you want to be. It comes from the book of Proverbs. How do I put God first? Say that with me. I know this is where it always gets ugly. It takes what? Come on, one more time. It takes what? What's another word for effort? It takes work. One more time. It takes what? Work. What does work mean? Labor, toil, effort, sweat. That's why most people never do it. Sorry. That's what we call them. When I first became a Christian, I had this man who was in my church. His name was Jerry Beaver. He was like this. Short, round, was an ex-Navy guy who had not kept in shape. But anyway, he's like this. Amen? Mean as a snake he was. Said he loved Jesus. Mean as a snake. He took me under his wing. And just like an old Navy officer, he beat the crap out of me. I'm telling you what. He would have me memorize Scripture. He'd have me go with him on every Saturday on bus visitation. We'd visit underprivileged children and pick them up on Sunday morning. And I was there. If I was late, he'd give me the ride out. He was all in my face. He then hired me to work for him at, forget the name of the place, it was a waste company. Big waste. They had the big garbage trucks. And his little job was in the parts department, supplying parts for these trucks around the state. And so he'd hired me after school. I worked with him. Why? The only reason I worked with him so he could beat up on me. And he hammered in to me. And I don't always get it, guys. I've missed it a lot. But he hammered in. And when I wouldn't do right, he would say this. You are sorry. That's what he would say to me. I'd be a little late showing up. You are sorry. Now, that's mean. A lot of us would quit church, wouldn't we, when somebody said that to us. But I'd been a ball player, and sometimes you talk ugly to me, and I get it. Amen. But he said, you are sorry. And I think that's what he meant right there. If I'm going to have knowledge, son, if I'm going to help you go from the hellhole you came from to being somebody in your life, it's going to take you working at it. It's going to take effort. You listening or not? And that's where you are today, guys. I know we sit in Inglewood, but a lot of us, our life ain't where it ought to be, right? It's going to take effort. Let's read some scripture. My son, if you will receive my words and hide my commandments with you, listen and treasure God's word, so that you incline your ear unto wisdom and apply your heart to understanding, tune in and concentrate on God's word. Yea, if you cry after knowledge and you lift up your voice for understanding, pray for insight and understanding. If you seek her as silver and search for her wisdom, smartness, as for hidden treasures, seek and search for hidden treasures. Then shall you understand the what? The reverence of God. You'll understand to respect God. You'll understand to know He's a friend that sits closer than a brother. He's not an evil taskmaster. He's your Savior. He's your Lord. He's your God. He loves you. He cares for you. He wants you to be somebody. You'll start to understand the fear of the Lord, and you'll find the what? The knowledge of God. It's going to take effort, though. You listening? So, Proverbs 2, you will fear, you will understand the fear of the Lord. Amen? Listen, concentrate, pray, seek. Say those four words with me. Listen, concentrate, pray. Can we do that again? Here we go. This is effort. Listen, concentrate, pray, seek. You do that. And I see you in a year, I'm going to see a smarter fella. Or a young lady. Guaranteed every time. If you're putting God first, you're listening to Him, you're concentrating. You get still live life and be a human. You're not trying to be a monk here. You understand? Because you learn from life too. Plugging into life and hard things in life. And as you're reading, as you're concentrating, as you're praying, as you're seeking God, and life throws you curves and twists and it's up and down, you start to learn, wow. Wow. I'm learning how to do this better than I used to do it in my old life. You understand? Okay, that's what we're talking about today. So it's called what? So the first thing to smartness is the message called what? Put God first. Amen. How do I put God first? We've got just a few minutes left. We're still on time. It takes what? So it takes what? It takes effort. It takes work. Now it takes me what? Oh my gosh, no wonder I'm not going to do it. You mean I can't be the big dog? I can't be full of myself and do what I want to do? No, it takes you humbling yourself. Be not wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. Don't be impressed with your own wisdom. Stop it! Thinking you're all that. Who are you? Are you God? The struggles I've been through in the last year and a half of my life, if anything, it's taught me, my gosh, man, I'm nothing. My world can just be thrown upside down. If I don't have somebody and something to stand on, I'm not going to make it. But I found out I do have. I found out He doesn't leave. He sits closer than a brother. I found out that He has a body called the church, the body of Christ that will come along and love and help. And boy, I'm glad I put in the time. You hear me? In the night hours when Satan will attack my head and say, I struggle so bad. Scripture, I can quote some scripture. And it's like one-on-one hand-to-hand combat with the devil. And I can see that scripture knocking his face off. You understand? Not always do I win. Sometimes I don't. I'll go back into that hole, and I'm not being smart, and I'm not being wise, and I'm not. Takes humility. Okay? All this stuff. That don't have a thing to do with Jesus. Just generally don't have something to do with Jesus. You try to impress God with your money. Look at me. I go to Sunday school. I never miss. I'm all this. I'm all that. That little pride thing don't work. You can hum all day. And Scientology is the goofiest thing on the planet. Excuse me. Okay? Yeah. It's nuts. Okay? It's anti-Bible. I'm telling you. You can argue with me, and after you get done, you can leave. You're hearing me today. Or you can accept understanding and knowledge. Say, I need to know what God says, not what L. Ron Hubbard says. Are you listening to me? Okay? And I don't want to hear about Islam either. Excuse me. I don't want to hear from Muhammad who goes and his wife is a 9-year-old little girl. Do you hear me? Yes or no? I don't need to hear this crap. Are you? Excuse me. I'm sorry. That's ugly for me. You have to cut that out. That ugly line. I know it's hard. Listen. It's either the Bible is true or it isn't. It's either I'm going to trust God with all my heart. Jesus said, I'm the way, the truth, the life. No man can come to the Father but by me, or he was lying. I choose to believe he's telling the truth. You understand me, church, or not? That's why people gave their lives for their faith. That's why they left England for religious freedom. They believed they ought to be able to think and believe the Word of God and believe. And they weren't all right. They didn't all do it right. I don't do it all right. You just saw me blow up right there. Amen. But I'm telling you right now, it takes humility. It takes humility to say you've learned something and somebody you love taught you something. It takes humility to say, you know what, that was wrong. Because it doesn't line up with the Bible. Does that take humility or what? I have people that hang on to a denomination because that's what they've known since they were a child. And often they'll hang on to that more than they will to the blood of Christ. That's crazy, guys. That's not right. Are y'all listening to me or not? Don't hang on to fellowship that way. Hang on to Jesus. Don't hang on to me that way. Hang on to Jesus. You listening? Have I lost you or not? It got rowdy in here this morning. Don't be impressed with who? You. Well, this is what I believe. Well, this is what I think. Well, this is the way I do it. Well, how about compare that to the Scriptures? And when the Scripture is different than you, humble yourself and follow that path. That's hard. That's if you want smartness. Amen. Fear the Lord. Fear the Lord. Raj, we got to quit. I'm going to say this one. Oh, I can't leave it like that. They'll really think I'm ugly. It takes hate. Say that with me. So it takes what? Effort. It takes what? Humility. And it takes what? Hate. What do I mean? It's not what the Bible says. It's not Gary talking. The fear of the Lord is to what? Hate evil. Pride and arrogancy and the evil way and the froward mouth do I hate. It takes hate. Hate evil. Hate pride. And it's not talking about just hate other people's evil, guys. We're talking about trying to be smart yourself. It's hate this evil. It's hate this pride. It's hate this arrogance. It's hate this corruption inside of me. It's hate this stubbornness. How many are a little stubborn in the room? Can I see your hand? There you go. Keep looking. Put God first. I think we got one last one. Or is that it? We finished? Put God first. One more time. Now, we have another little part. Can you put that on the web? Okay, he'll put that on the web. There's another little section there. If you want to go to, click onto, and you'll see the notes and the Scriptures. Are y'all all right? All right. So, let's review. How do you put God first? What is it? It's to fear the Lord. What is to fear the Lord? It's reverence. It's respect. What's it going to take for me to get there? It's going to take me working at it. It's going to take me humbling myself. It's going to take me actually hating some things in my life. when they are different than God's ways. And not to coddle it and love it. Oh, yes. Or to feel like you're a victim. Oh, yes. You're this way because of all this. You're this way because you have a way out. It's the Word of God and decisions. And excusing, making, even though no matter how hard you find yourself, and whatever fix you find yourself in, still the right way out is Him. Amen? And the cool thing is, He ever lives to make intercession for you. He knows you're going to stumble. He's not calling you to absolute perfection because He knows you're not going to be. He's given you His Word. He's there to pick you up. He said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. Do you see what I'm saying? That's God. He's with you. But isn't He going to get tired of me? No. Because He's eternal. He never changes. He's holy. He's immutable. Do you see how all that works together? Yes or no? So He's there with you. The enemy, though, is telling you you can't make it. It's not worth it. He's a liar. Is that what God calls Him in the Scriptures? He's a deceiver. He's the wicked one. He's the evil one. He's the destroyer. So it's up to you to have the smartness to choose. Amen? Let's praise the Lord for His Word this morning. Amen? Praise God. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Good to us.